All right, well, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald is indeed a partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee. He's a longtime career veteran in the practice of law, but he's also a career conservative. So we'll talk about Stan more in a few minutes, but he is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me just start by saying this. I don't know about you, but I've got a bad case of what I would call riot fatigue. I do. I'm sick of watching the progressive left burn flags, assault police officers, take over city blocks, bottleneck highways, generally create anarchy for no other reason than just to make their voices heard. Let me remind them all that the First Amendment does not afford them the right to break the law. The First Amendment is not a golden ticket to create mayhem and destruction. And I'm just personally tired of it. I'm talking about everything, not just Los Angeles. I'm talking about BLM burning whole city blocks in the summer of love in 2020. I'm talking about Antifa taking over city blocks and creating their so-called occupied zones in places like Portland and Seattle. I'm talking about Occupy Wall Street. I'm talking about Columbia, UCal, Berkeley, Harvard, other college campuses where skulls full of mush scream anti-Semitic slurs and insults and then tear up their campus grounds and buildings. I'm talking about it all. I've got riot fatigue, and I think that most of America does too. But I'll tell you what I'm also tired of, what I have no patience for, is the constant stream of lies from those in the media and those in the elected Democrat establishment who try to downplay the destruction. Well, you know, it's not just everywhere, they say. Most of Los Angeles is actually peaceful, they say. It's only a few, they say. I mean, try to tell that, if you will, to the folks who are stuck in the melee, the folks whose businesses burned. Try to tell that to the folks that lost everything in the few instances of largely peaceful protesting. And look, I support the right to gather, to speak out. I support the right to peacefully protest. My wife has stood outside abortion clinics as a pro-lifer before. I gathered on the steps of our state capitol to pray with thousands when Franklin Graham came through Alabama. I have rallied on the statehouse steps in Montgomery to speak to crowds that were gathered there for everything from school choice to anti-abortion issues. I get it. But this ain't that. It ain't. What we're watching in Los Angeles right now is not free speech. It is lawlessness. And there's a difference. So what I'm saying is that, yes, I have riot fatigue, but as much as anything, I think what I also have is what I'm calling riot revision fatigue. You heard me. Riot revision fatigue. That thing where the left takes a riot and downplays it to nothing but a largely peaceful protest. Or when they take a riot and upgrade it to a full-blown insurrection, whatever they need, right? Whatever they need, they take the moment, they take the riot, and they revise it to fit their narrative. And that's just as dangerous as the events that are unfolding on the ground in some ways. You see, words matter. Words matter when you get past the rhetoric. It doesn't matter what the lying liars in the media call it. It doesn't matter whether Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Hakeem Jeffries, anybody, AOC, take issue with Donald Trump and try to downplay the violence. They don't get the luxury of bending the truth unless we give it to them. In other words, we shouldn't give it to them. If they need a violent riot to be seen as peaceful, they're going to call it that, apparently. If they need a riot to be seen as an insurrection, they're going to call it that, too. But look, I can sleep in a garage and try to call myself a car, but I'm not. I can choose to call my dog a cat, but he's not. You can call a demonstration or a riot a largely peaceful protest, but it is not. Listen, I think back to January 6th. They called it an insurrection. It was not. That was a riot in some portions, and it was a protest in others. And I wish it had never happened. But the left, it needed it to be more. The left needed to rebrand it to fit their own narrative. As a practicing attorney, I know that I'm not allowed to get away with shenanigans like that that I see in the pundit world or from Democrat politicians every day. I mean, like every single day. I mean, if I were to go into court and try to reframe an issue in the presence of the judge and jury to be something that is not, well, I'd be quickly subject to an opponent filing a motion to strike or a motion to dismiss or even a motion for sanctions. If I were to stand in front of a jury for my opening and closing comments at trial, and try to recast the evidence in such a way that it was characterized beyond the scope of what the law and the evidence would allow, well, I'd face immediate objection, and rightfully so. In fact, let's do this. Let me lawyer this for a bit here. Imagine that we're in court. Imagine we're in court and all you right-side ruffians are the jury. It's my goal to allow the evidence to be fully shown, but to do so within the confines of the rules of procedure, right? The rules of evidence, the rule of law. So I might say something like, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, thank you for your keen attention to this trial. You've seen the evidence. You've heard the testimony. Truthfully, that judge over there may be the one who wears the robes, but you are, in fact, the most powerful people in this courtroom. You are. You are the ones who can choose whether or not to find guilt or innocence. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard opposing counsel's position throughout the trial that we experienced on that awful day, that it was an insurrection, they said. In a few minutes, though, the judge is going to charge you. He's going to recount the law to you that relate to the matters that you have to decide. And ladies and gentlemen, I cannot speak for the judge, but I suspect that what he's going to charge you on is directly as to the law regarding what is actually an insurrection. You see where I'm going here, by the way? I feel certain that, ladies and gentlemen, that he will advise you that the lesser charges of civil disorder, disorderly conduct, entering and remaining in a restricted building, destruction of government property, obstruction of federal proceedings, all of those are those lesser included offenses, they call them. And they're actually governed under 18 U.S. Code 371. They are indeed crimes. But I also feel certain, ladies and gentlemen, the judge will advise you separately that any charges of insurrection would have to be governed separately by 18 U.S. Code 2383. Insurrection is in and of itself a separate term that carries a separate and distinct import in the eyes of the law. So if, in fact, ladies and gentlemen, you find that the evidence, when viewed in the light of the law, does not indicate that an armed revolt, well-planned and coordinated, with intent to overthrow our constitutional form of government and replace it with another, if you find that the evidence did not show that to your satisfaction, that the events of January 6, 2021 rose to that level, then you must, in the furtherance of your duty as a juror, find the defendants not guilty on charges of insurrection. You see how that works? Imagine we're in court. I would have to actually stay confined to that. What does the law say? Well, they get to say the riot was an insurrection. They could say it all day long, apparently. Legally speaking, it wasn't. But you never heard anybody in the media say something like that, did you? You never heard Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, AOC, or Chuck Schumer say anything like that, did you? Because the law defines the acts that we're seeing with our own eyes, but the riot revisionists, they get to say whatever they want to. Got a riot? Who's involved? Soros-backed Antifa, BLM, pro-Palestine, illegal aliens? Let's make that one a peaceful protest. Okay. Or how about this one? You got a riot? Who's involved? Trump supporters? They angry about the election? Let's make that one an insurrection. Okay. Either way, the riot revisionists spin their noxious tails and the words of the black letter law mean nothing, apparently. And by the way, this is important. I got to point something out here. Keep in mind, of all the Jan 6 protesters whose lives were turned upside down by the left in their desperate attempt to make an example, not a single one of them, a single one of them was ever convicted of the crime of insurrection. Interesting, don't you think? And yet Kamala Harris is out there raising bail money for Black Lives Matter arsonists who destroyed urban areas. But the press will tell you in their riot revisionist way that if it was Trump supporters, it was an insurrection. But if it's the left, then it's just a peaceful protest. And there, my friends, is the rub. Any one of the left-wing knuckleheads that believes they can espouse their opinion on rioting should only be allowed to do so within the confines of what the actual law and the evidence says. That's the thing I'm getting to. That's why I'm so fatigued with this. Otherwise, they're just nothing but feckless wordbenders. They've got literally to make the choice to abrogate the truth in favor of some sensational catch-all phrase. And most of the time, the world just calls that spin a lie. It's either that or they're just stupid. Take your pick. But in any event, it still destroys our credibility. Because you see, words matter. I don't believe the events of January 6th were worthy of support. I don't support them any more than I would ever support the attacks on the federal courthouse in Portland or the burning of businesses in the so-called largely peaceful demonstrations. Great frustration and freedom of speech should never be allowed to combine into destruction of life, limb, and property, but neither should politicians and pundits ever be allowed to continue to skew the events into something they were not. There's an actual legal definition for these things. A riot is still a riot. You don't get to downgrade it or upgrade it just to suit your narrative. That's why I have riot revision fatigue. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.